So the first fork in the road is your goal to be better or is it to be safer? So if you talk to somebody who works at a fast food restaurant, 9 times out of 10, that person is seeking safer. Safer means there are work rules, there's regular hours, there's reliability, you're not going to screw up, right? That safer means you can do this job, you can do it steadily, you're not going to be harassed, you're not going to be asked to do something out of your safety zone. Better, on the other hand, is totally different. Someone who goes to work at an organization where they seek better is looking for a better career, better impact, better community, better ideas, better whatever that is. And there's this big disconnect, because if you as a leader or a boss are pushing your employees to do better and they want safer, that's not going to work, and vice versa. So when we look at unions and why do unions want work rules when they're building cars, it's not because they're trying to be difficult. It's because work rules insulate them, that no one's going to come over and say, quick, go do that other job that you might not be good at, and then you're going to get in trouble, and then you're going to get fired, right? They want reliability and safety. Now, that's a cultural choice. It's not something that we were born with. It's something that we grow up with. It's something that we evolve into because the culture pushes us in one way or the other. But as we enter this connection economy, safety is getting harder and harder to find. You can't say, okay, great, I now have 1 million Twitter followers. I can just do the same thing every day from now on, because you can't. That this idea of a reliable job where you can have this safe thing that's not going to change is out the window. So we say, okay, we want better. But better means potential failure, which means risk, which means change. And we have to decide if we want to sign up for that or not. Because most of all, better means you're going to be judged. People are going to judge you. They're going to judge you on your about page. They're going to judge you on the work you made. When you show up and say, here, I made this, they're going to judge you. And we have to decide if we're comfortable with that, not just comfortable with it, but eager to be judged. Because many people, when they hear this, will choose safer, right? They don't want to be in charge. They don't want to be creative. They don't want to instigate. They don't want to be responsible. And most of all, they don't want to be free. And it's okay to say that. It's okay to say, no, I want to be safe. But we then have to decide, all right, what did we trade in for that? Because what we have to do to win in the connection economy is emotional labor, not the physical labor of digging the ditch we are told to dig, not the physical labor of an 8-hour grueling flight as a flight attendant, but the emotional labor of giving someone a smile, of connecting to a human, of taking initiative, of being surprising, of being creative, of, yes, in fact, putting on a show, maybe even when you don't feel like putting on a show, right? The thing is, these are things we do for free our whole life. From the time we're 3 years old, we do all of those things. But then we get to work and the safety hat comes on and we say, I can't do any of those things because if I do those things, I will be judged. All right, so let's step sideways a little bit and talk about how we came to be brainwashed the way we are.